So President Obama arrives in Saudi Arabia this morning, and even though Iran may be the subject of some of the discussions between President Obama and King Abdullah in Saudi Arabia, they're not thinking about the president's visit so much in Iran. Iran is in the middle of a presidential campaign, and also 20 years ago today was the day that Ayatollah Khomeini, the man behind the Islamic Revolution that transformed everything in Iran, 20 years ago today, he died. I know where I was 20 years ago. I was looking for a flight out of Jerusalem to get into Tehran to cover a pivotal moment. John Line joins us here from our partners, the BBC. He's the Tehran correspondent for the BBC. John, in terms of this presidential campaign, this is a very emotional moment, noting this 20-year anniversary of Khomeini's death. How is it figuring in the campaign, and what are the activities that are going on today?
Well, it's not figuring hugely in the campaign, but I think everyone, all four candidates, would clearly like to have the mantle of Ayatollah Khomeini. All of them talk about reinventing and reviving the revolution. He is the, he is the icon, really, of the revolution. You see, still see his portrait all over there in posters around the country. They're having a big parade. The actual day is going to be tomorrow. It's rather confusing that, although it is true that Ayatollah Khomeini died on June the 3rd, the anniversary, because of the different calendars, falls on June the 4th here. So they're going to have a big parade at his mausoleum, which is this huge, great mosque, which has been built on the road out towards the new Imam Khomeini Airport, which is the new airport for Tehran. And it's a massive mausoleum that is endlessly being rebuilt because it's endlessly being expanded, which is maybe the way you might see Ayatollah Khomeini's reputation, which is always endlessly being burnished and expanded here.
But certainly there's a lot of transformation going on in Iran over these last two decades. And in many ways, this election campaign reflects that. Mousavi, the candidate who's challenging President Ahmadinejad, seems to be betting that the demographic changes in Iran, focusing on the population of the young people, the burgeoning population of young people, is going to tell the difference. How has Mousavi's campaign strategy focused on the young?
You know, it's very interesting because Mir Hossein Mousavi, who seems to have emerged as the leading opposition contender, in himself you'd think was a thoroughly reliable member of the Islamic Republic establishment. He was prime minister for 8 years under Ayatollah Khomeini, under President Khamenei, as he was then, and helped run the country through that Iran-Iraq war, a very dark days here. But whether by accident or by design, and a bit of both really, young people here have latched on to his campaign. So you see this massive contrast at their rallies between the young, lively young women at his rallies with the hijab kind of slipping off the backs of their heads, the headscarf, you know, hardly visible. And these are the people, maybe university students, very well educated, very ambitious, men and women, of course. And he's been trying to use the internet for his campaign more. And particularly his wife, has appeared on the campaign trail with him, which is almost unprecedented here. We've never seen a presidential candidate's wife campaigning with him, even though it might sound very normal in the rest of the world. So he's trying to appeal to the women's vote, and he's trying to appeal to the youth vote. And certainly there is that huge constituency out there. I think this country really has turned into two nations during this campaign. You see at the Ahmadinejad rallies, the traditionalists, the chador-clad women with their dark black clothes, the religious people, the more working-class people, definitely the people who, some of them, frankly, almost seem to believe President Ahmadinejad is, if not God, certainly very close to being a prophet. And you've got the much more westernized people going to the Mir Hossein Mousavi campaign.
In the last year's U.S. election, people thought about President Bush around the world as sort of representing American foreign policy. Now, lots of Americans think that about Ahmadinejad, that he represents Iran. Do you think that this election is going to change that perception, and could it perhaps sort of change the worldview of what happens in Iran?
Well, of course, it depends who wins. I think if President Ahmadinejad wins, we're going to hear more and more of a tough line. For example, he's made it really pretty clear that he's not interested in any serious negotiations about the nuclear program. So that's going to play out pretty quickly, and I think with a pretty good head-to-head with the United States. Whereas the other candidates are much more, even the former head of the Revolutionary Guards, Mohsen Rezai, you wouldn't think of him as a pussycat in terms of foreign relations. Even he's said that they've got to take the volume down a bit in this rhetoric, and he may not be willing to give any more negotiations, but he's certainly willing to talk more and sound less aggressive, and of course the other candidates even more so. Now, will there be a real change in policy, of course? Now, that's the $64 question.
Sure.
Because a lot of this is held with the leader, with the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei.
Well, finally, John, I mean, there's going to be a speech by Barack Obama from Cairo directed at the Muslim world, which I'm sure some in Iran are going to be paying attention to. You've got some reports that Rafsanjani, former prime minister of Iran, former president of Iran, has endorsed Mousavi. The mayor of Tehran maybe has endorsed Mousavi. This is a much less impenetrable political process than it seems to me we've ever seen in Iran. And you went to a women's rally yesterday. What was that like?
Well, that was amazing. I mean, because I think it was President Ahmadinejad's response to all I've just been saying, actually, which is that the women are coming out to support Mir Hossein Mousavi. He managed to get a hall, which had been filled the previous week by Mr. Mousavi's supporters. He managed to fill the same hall, 15,000, just with women. Of course, almost entirely black chador-clad women. And he was really proving that he has got a women's vote, but very different women's vote. Women who see him, as I say, as a god, as a prophet almost. So he's kind of trying to turn the tables on all of us, saying that that Mir Hossein Mousavi is rallying a new constituency.
Well, it's great to be talking about Iranian election tactics. Maybe we should send you over there, Andrea Bernstein, to cover the election along with John Lyne. John Lyne, BBC Tehran correspondent, thanks so much. Reporting from Tehran.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.